The Our Children, Our Future campaign to end child poverty presented 11 issues they want made priority for the upcoming 60-day session and then hand-delivered them to legislators at the Capitol. The coalition was co-founded by the West Virginia Healthy Kids and Families Coalition Executive Director Stephen Smith, who explains the group's ideology is straightforward.
Our goal is very simple. We are a campaign to end child poverty. We think it's obvious that not a kid in our state should have to grow up in poverty.
Each issue was presented with expert and personal testimonies from citizens ranging from students to politicians during a press conference at the Capitol. Smith says that the process to develop the 11 issues began, as always intended, in the communities.
We had two policy forums in July where people could come from all across the state and share ideas. And, you know, at that meeting, there was all kinds of things we were considering. Then we had a policy symposium a month later. We brought everybody from our campaign together for 2 days to hash out what would work and what wouldn't, what was live, what could we win.
After these issues were compiled, the coalition held 72 meetings across the state, asking more than 1,000 West Virginians to vote for the issues they felt were the most important. The group placed 6 issues as top priority, including protecting funding for family support and early childhood programs, and providing in-home family education. Also topping the list is an increase in minimum wage, as well as setting up Senate President Jeff Kessler's proposed future fund from severance taxes. Smith says it would ensure children of today receive benefits from resource extraction. The coalition also suggests a 3-step plan to combat substance abuse that includes dealing with methamphetamine production, offering help with abuse recovery, and helping recovering addicts find employment. They also focus on improving the overall quality of life for children, pregnant workers' fairness, and increasing the tobacco tax by $1 per package. Even though lawmakers don't officially go into session until later today, the intrinsic nature of the platform's creation has drawn the attention of state legislators, including Senator Ron Stallings.
I really appreciate the statewide approach and the grassroots approach that that I've seen over the past year. And I love their platform.
Though the movement is gaining traction, Smith acknowledges that the war on child poverty isn't won overnight.
That's going to take a long time, and the way we get there is by chipping away a little bit at a time each year until we can say this is a place where it's the best place in the country for kids to live.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.